passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times, where we're changing the world, wait for it, one Om at a time. And here on the Dr. Kevin Show, we try to bring you interesting ideas, interesting people, and things that will maybe help you expand your knowledge or expand your heart or your soul or your spirit, or maybe even, you know, give you some stuff that makes your health get better. We never know what we're going to be doing here on the Dr. Kevin Show, but we know we always have a good time. So speaking of back in the saddle, I'm getting back in the saddle after taking the summer off. And my first couple of shows were with Matt. And for those of you who listen to me regularly know that Matt is Matt Connerton. And on the Matt Connerton, we always discuss the politics and kind of what's going on in the world. But our normal shows start with a hot topic. And then we kind of put our listeners through the paces. And today's going to be a little different because we have a return guest. But before any of that gets started, first of all, I want you to remind you this is a live call-in show. And you can call in at 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. Or you can go to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. Make sure you like my page. And right at the top of the page is the today's show. And you can write your comment on that. And I will be monitoring that to bring those comments and questions into our show. We like it when you guys participate. So give us a call, type us a question, and we'll go from there. After the hot topic, I'll introduce today's guest. So, you know, the hot topic is something that either makes me feel warm and fuzzy in the cockles of my heart, or it gets me hot under the collar. And in this case, it is a topic that does both. It gets me hot under the collar and it warms the cockles of my heart. It gets me hot under the collar that we have got to a point where we will ignore gross corruption and that we will allow a president and his family to make hundreds of thousands of dollars off of his office. That's just not right. There's an emollient clause. There are that people are staying at his hotel. The military is has spent over $100,000 putting up service people at his hotel that they never spent at that hotel until he was president. So don't tell me that, well, they're going to sleep somewhere. They don't have to sleep in one of the top resorts, do they? Not that I don't love our military people, but they never did before he became president and had all these hotels over the world. So why it's happening now? The amount of money spent by foreign countries who then have sway over our president is just literally ludicrous. And yet some people still refuse to take the blinders off. Now, I said that there was two sides, that there was a part of this topic that warmed the cockles of my heart. And that is the amount of people, lifetime self-proclaimed Republicans, that have said, enough. I have to speak out. This is not okay. That he's getting called upon by people in his own party now. No, not the right ones, not Moscow Mitch or Leningrad Lindsay, though Leningrad Lindsay and our bully in chief had a little love spat on Twitter the other day. But, you know, he's always loved spatting with somebody. But basically, he is getting called out. There is a new ad that's coming out by a Republican group that talks about that and how Pence questioned the legality of money going into the Clinton Foundation nonprofit by foreign governments, and that it was horrible and she should be thrown in jail for it, but has not a word to say except, oh, who cares that all of these people are spending money and that money is going right into our president's pocket. Well, we care. And again, what warms the cockles of my heart is that there is a rising tide, that there are more lawsuits, that there are more people involved, that there are more people speaking out. And maybe, maybe, just maybe, we might have reached our tolerance with our bully in chief. And I am just gleefully awaiting the Humpty Dumpty fall. And if you remember, all the king's horses and all the king's men could not put Humpty Dumpty back together again. So now I would like to welcome today's guest. And I'm going to, first of all, welcome Nevin Eckert. Please tell me if I'm pronouncing it wrong, because it wouldn't be the first time I've been known to do that.
Oh, you got it right on.
There you go. And before I go through a little bit of who you are and what your history is, and we're going to be talking to Nevin, who's been on the show before with the water product. Any comments or thoughts on my hot topic? And you can say none. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Dr. Kevin, and I share wholeheartedly all the sentiments and very accurate commentary on the situation. I'm right there with you, and I believe Humpty Dumpty will fall from the wall very soon. And I think, you know, it's good for us to look at the bigger picture. And, you know, a lot of the things that are going on with this president have gone on with other presidents. And, you know, he's just taking it out of the hiding and, putting the spotlight on these issues that have been there for a long time. And, just pray that, people will stand up and make it all right and put a stop to it once and for all, and we'll change the system so that we don't have these issues with our political system any longer.
Yeah. So, as Mayor Pete says, we have to look at what caused what got created that a man like this even got within spitting distance of the presidency.
I agree.
A huge sign of much larger, more endemic problems within our country.
Absolutely.
All of that being said, and then moving right along. So before I tell you about my results, which I am going to tell you about on this show, I want to remind our listeners. Nevin and Carly last time was on our last show, correct?
Yes.
If I'm remembering correctly. So
yes.
Nevin and his partner Carly, who have a how do you describe your business? I mean, I know that
True Spring,
but how do you describe the business for me for a second?
Yeah. Carly is my colleague. She is the author of the book Water Codes. And we work together to do the educational piece, which is really like the most important part of the work that we do, is educating people on their personal health and specifically how it relates to the quality of water that they drink on a daily basis. I work as a consultant, and I'm also a researcher. I've been working inside the water quality industry for almost 20 years and paying very close attention to the technology that's available to us to purify our water at home, and also paying very close attention to health issues and issues with the water that's being delivered to us by different municipalities and the cities and things like that. And then I also, I've created a custom drinking water system because there is no one single best system in the world. So in order to offer my clients the best drinking water system, it's a custom system configured with different equipment from different manufacturers.
Okay. So I want to dive into that a little bit in a second. So Carly is more of the is more of a research scientist.
Yes.
Or
yes, okay, absolutely.
So she's go ahead.
And an educator. You know, she's written her book. We work together on the interviews. Usually, unfortunately, she was unable to join us today. Yes. And then she also works with me on the business side of things, which ranges anywhere from lakes and ponds and wastewater to people's drinking water.
Okay.
So,
So you guys have a ton of experience in this field. And you see what works and what doesn't work.
Yes.
You know, recently it came out on the web yet again. You know, things on the web never die. They just go hide someplace until they can jump up and make everybody go, oh, my gosh, again. You know, it was the whole thing with Aquafina, that Aquafina was just tap water. When the truth was, yes, they started with public water and then they filtered it and they did this and they did that. And it was this whole process. And so it was, you know, every time this comes out, it first came out in 2007 when Pepsi changed the label and Dasani does the same thing. And, you know, and that and then on a, you know, every few years it comes out again, like a Pepsi just admitted that Aquafina is just tap water, which is not what was said at all. Welcome to the age of the Internet. Where every truth has some lie and every lie has some truth, it seems like. So that being said, you know, and that just happened this week, that it kind of hit one of a quote-unquote tabloids, one of the natural news tabloids. I don't think it was actually natural news itself, but it was one of the ones in that kind of grouping.
Yes.
So people are printing things without researching the fact of, like, you know, like this was handled 12 years ago. So what I want to ask you now is there any special source that you use, or do you just use public water for this process when you start?
Yes, I take any tap water from any public source, completely purify it down to a laboratory grade purity, and then transform it into a medicinal spring water quality.
Okay. So I'd like you to spend a couple of minutes, because, you know, everybody always hears hydrate, 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 you know, and we're all told we need to drink more water and, you know, and we have all sorts of different things out there. You should drink half your body weight. You should drink at least this amount a day, this amount a day. But, you know, you have I think it's a blog or whatever it's called, The Quality of Water We Drink, How It Affects Optimal Health. So can you start there a little bit and kind of share what you and Carly in Absentia have discovered?
Yes.
About the connection between health and water and quality, and where are we being given the where is wool being pulled over our eyes, and where are we getting the bum's rush from these really expensive water bottles, water that we buy?
Yes, it's a great conversation. And really, it's not just drinking water. So the doctor says you're supposed to drink so much water every day. And drinking water is just part of it. The other part of it is having a healthy diet that includes fresh vegetables and a broad spectrum of essential fatty acids. So in order to achieve a really deep and true hydration of the body and its cells, or what we refer to as cellular hydration, there's three things at work in order for us to achieve cellular hydration. EFAs, the essential fatty acids, electrolytes, which you get from fresh fruits and vegetables, and a superior quality of drinking water. Those three things are what work together to enable the body to be fully hydrated. One term that's utilized a lot with physicians and the medical establishment is a sublingual dehydration. So what happens is people are existing half hydrated. And what happens is the body just basically adapts to not being fully hydrated. And that adaptation is what sets us up for disease and premature aging. So if we're able to be fully hydrated, then that's going to go a huge way in our health as we age, and also to inhibit our being susceptible to diseases and chronic conditions as we grow older. It really comes back to that deep cellular hydration and not being subclinically dehydrated.
So what you're saying is simply, even if it's good quality water, simply just drinking water and thinking that's the solution is incorrect.
Absolutely.
That just drinking water won't hydrate you. Okay.
No.
So you have to have the water. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you need the essential fatty acids in your diet, and you need the electrolytes in your diet as well. So what it comes down to is what's happening on a cellular level. So every cell has these little protein passages called aquaporins, and those aquaporins are what enables the cell to hydrate. And unless you've got a good balance of essential fatty acids and electrolytes to enable those aquaporins, those protein channels in the cells to properly function, it doesn't make any difference how much water you drink. The cells aren't functioning in a way to get the water deep into the cell and for the cells to do everything that they're inherently designed to do.
Okay. So I know any second now we're going to go on break. Here it is. We'll be right back with Nevin Eckert as we talk about the quality of water we drink and optimal health here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hello. Welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Time. First of all, remember that this is a live call-in show, so you can call in and be part of this conversation at 202-570-7057. That's 202-570-7057. Or you can go to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. When you are on there, you can type in a question and we'll bring it on the show. If you are listening to this and it is not Thursday between 6 and 7 Eastern Standard Time, then you are likely listening to a replay. As you're listening to the replay, if you think you still have questions or thoughts or that you'd like to get answered or to be part of the conversation, you can still go to facebook.com/mydrkevin. You can find the show that you were listening to in my timeline, and you can still ask your questions and or make your comments. And if there are questions I can't answer, I will track down the guest and have the guest answer it for you. You okay with that, Nevin?
Yes, absolutely.
Good. So I don't know. I don't know whether you're aware of this or not, but one of the things that I have been doing for years, decades, has been medical intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
And I bring that up now because one of the things that sometimes I get is I will get somebody being hydrated and they say, I drink tons of water. And I'm like, it's like I see this thing that is almost like the kernel of a popcorn kernel, that yellowish hard thing. I was like, I see this hard thing on your cell and it's not allowing for the absorption to happen.
Yes.
And so we have to work on breaking that down so your cells can absorb. Now, I do it. I say that from a medical intuitive by what I am perceiving. I'm not classically trained. And I tell everybody that I ever work with, though I'm a doctor, I'm not a medical doctor, and I cannot diagnose it, I cannot prescribe. But this is the problem I see, perceive with my psychic eye, and this is what we need to address. From what you told me, is what I'm describing making sense and fit into what you were saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, I wanted to go back a little bit, and I realize that your listeners, your followers are certainly, you know, much more conscious and health oriented than average folks. And many of them probably, you know, live off an exclusively, you know, organic diet, shop at the farmer's market, are really conscious about their health. So there's a good chance that a lot of them, you know, are already getting a lot of the EFAs and the electrolytes that we talked about, but then there's the water piece. Right. So maybe they're thinking that their Brita filter is good enough or the reverse osmosis system that they bought at Home Depot or Costco is good enough, or that the filter that comes inside their refrigerator is good enough. And that's where we're having issues. Definitely.
So what do those, you know, what do those filters actually, what does your filter do differently? Because what you're talking about is a filter. And I am saving my experience with your water till our last segment, because I do want to share my experience with your water. Absolutely. Yes. But what makes what you do or what you've created different than them picking up? And I'd like you to comment on this whole craze of alkaline water.
Oh,
that
my
we
goodness.
Hear about. So what makes this different than smart water or alkalized water or H2+ water?
Sure.
Or, you know, here's the water that drained out of my bathtub water and I'm going to sell it to you because you're a fool and I'll make money water. What's the difference?
Yeah, really, I'm going to start out with speaking to the purity of the water. Okay, so for instance, just 2 days ago, an article came out in USA Today, and it says, can you get cancer from tap water? New study says even safe drinking water poses risk. Okay, so none of these bottled waters that you referred to undergo enough purification. Okay, so there's the toxic exposure for one thing, the plastics, the microplastics that come in bottled water. Bottled water is absolutely not the answer at all. Any bottled water, whether it be an alkaline water or a spring water, any bottled water is just, it was a fad. It was something that was a craze for a while, and it's going to go down in history as being a really bad, bad, bad idea. One, for the environment and all the devastation that it's causing our environment, and two, for the inadequate service that it's doing to properly hydrate our body. So getting back to your question a little bit more, the water that I create, or the custom drinking water system that I configure and implement in people's homes, starts out with the most advanced water purification technology available in the world. So not all purification equipment is created equal. And let me go back a little bit more. You have filtering, and then you have purifying. Filtering only reduces contaminants. Purifying water, which incorporates reverse osmosis, actually removes contaminants. So do you want to be reducing your contaminants, or do you want to be removing them? So everybody needs to really think about taking the purity of the water that they drink on a daily basis to a new level of purity. And the equipment that I offer, it's state of the art. It integrates reverse osmosis with a deionization. And in some circles, reverse osmosis takes a bad rap, and in ways it should, because not all reverse osmosis systems are created equally. And the big downfall of the majority of reverse osmosis systems is that they mix partially purified water with purified water. And that happens on the reverse osmosis membrane in between the cycles of making water. And the system that I offer has an automated backwash mechanism that flushes the RO membrane in between each cycle of making water. So the water that comes off of this system is completely pure and always 100% pure water, to the point that it's more pure than water that you would find even in a hospital setting. So, this USA Today article that came out is really remarkable, because it's a watchdog group, the Environmental Working Group, or EWG, found that 22 contaminants are commonly found in our tap waters. So they're delivering water to our homes that they say is safe and it's okay to drink, yet there's all these carcinogens in there that are contributing to cancer and other conditions.
So first question, the first comment I have to make, because it came in my head, was when you said that the water that produces out of your system is more pure than what you find in the hospital. Well, yes. Considering that there was in excess of a million deaths in hospitals last year that were from hospital carelessness that could have been prevented, yes. I'm not sure I find that very reassuring, because I'm sure that's not probably too hard. But that being said, so you keep talking about a system. So you sent me what amounted to two 1 gallons in glass, and then two growlers or half gallons. And mm-hmm. we talked in the last show that I was going to, because I took the summer off from my radio show, and then I had a big expo last weekend, and that I would be able to see if I could tell a difference if I drank 1 gallon of your water a day for the 3 days, that I made sure that every day I got in at least a gallon, and I drank your water And if I ran out of your water, I might drink some other kind of water, but that I was getting a gallon of your water in. And for those people who might not have caught that show, we keep on referring to results. And I thought, wait a second, I probably need to key this audience in that's listening right now, just in case they didn't know. So that being said, you keep talking about a system. So you set neat bottles of water, but you don't sell water, right?
No, I sell systems that go in people's homes. But before people purchase that system, I feel it's very important for them to try the water. So what I sent you is a sample of the water from the system that I sell.
And so I want to ask a couple questions about the system, because I want to have some understanding here of the system and maybe a little bit more information, because I know I had a couple people and maybe with your scientists not being on, they've chosen not to call in. But I had a couple of really science-minded people that kind of wanted to know exactly what is he doing to this water if it really changes it. So I want to address that a little bit. But I say, let's say as I reveal what my experience was in the last segment, I go, Nevin, how do I make this happen that I get access to this water all the time? What would my options be? Do you have a sink filter? Do you have something that goes on the water tank? Tell me what the system looks like and what my choices would be.
Yeah, it fits underneath your kitchen sink and connects to the cold water supply. And then it has a separate tap for just the drinking water that mounts to the sink in your kitchen. So it's a designated system that goes under your kitchen sink just for all your drinking water.
Okay. And so now, as my massage therapist told me earlier this week, or reminded me, not that I didn't know that, but is that our largest organ is the skin.
Yes.
And if I'm drinking your good water and I am showering, brushing my teeth, washing my hair in all of this carcinogenic water, am I still not vulnerable?
You know, by having your body in a healthier state and drinking this water on a daily basis, you're definitely helping out whatever exposure you're experiencing in the shower. But that's a very, very good subject. And I've researched all the shower filters available, and I found one that's really superior to other shower filters. So I always advocate for people to have a really, really good shower filter, so they're not breathing the vapors of the toxins, and their skin isn't actually absorbing nearly as many toxins as it would otherwise.
Now, I've heard of some systems that just literally go on the incoming pipe, so every water anywhere, washing machine, dishwasher, that all of it is filtered. But you don't have that option. Now, I'm going to ask
why. I do. I actually do.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. No, I offer whole house systems. But what's really important for people to understand is that the same degree of water quality cannot be created through an entire home as can be created from a point of use under the sink drinking water system. Okay, so yes, I can absolutely significantly reduce, 99% reduce the contaminants flowing through somebody's home, but I can't create that super superior, deeply cellular hydrating water running through an entire home to the same degree of quality that I can create from a point of use drinking water system.
Okay.
So
let's say I said, Nevin, I want you to set me up with this system. What am I looking at? What kind of check am I writing you?
My base system, which includes a purification component to purify the water, and then a secondary piece of equipment that transforms the water into a medicinal spring water. So the water goes through these special stones, minerals, and crystals Those two pieces of equipment, including two sets of replacement cartridges, shipping and tax, is $5,200. So when you purchase the system, you're set up with everything that you need for 3 years of service.
Okay.
And then I do have other pieces of equipment that can add on to the system if people really want to geek out and supercharge their water. I can help them do that as well.
Okay. So this basically breaks out to $1,733.33 a year, more or less, of what the quote unquote cost of the system is for 3 years. How expensive are the filters? If on year four, all I need to do the filters, what would the filter at this point cost me to replace? What would I need to replace in year four?
Yeah, every year the annual replacement cartridges are $185. And then once every 3 years, the RO membrane also needs to be replaced, and that's also $185.
Okay.
So the annual minimal, annual maintenance cost is quite minimal. And if people think about how much they're already spending on water, whether it be bottled water or a delivery service or filling jugs up at Whole Foods, it's in the ballpark of what people are already spending on their drinking water.
So if you have it over time, obviously that cost drops, because in 5 years, yes, that is much cheaper than at 3 years, because you're leveraging out that cost even further. So yes. So I just want to look at it because, there are places I geek out and this is one of them. And I think people need to think about it in this way, that if I say that I took the $5,200 and then I added $185 for the 3 year filter and $185 for the other filter that I need over a 5 year time period. Wait a second. I'm just trying to do the math here. I'll have this math done when we come back here on the Dr. Kevin Show, here on Ohm Time.
The Real Conscious Connection, Ohm Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wound, sir?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency?
Okay. 911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
So welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show. I am here with Nevin Eckert, who is talking about the system that he created after 20 years or 20 years plus in water control for everything from lakes and rivers to household water and municipal waters and stuff like that. And his colleague, Carly, I don't know Carly's last name off the top of my
head. Newday.
Newday.
Carly Newday.
Who has a book out. Has a book out called
Water Codes.
Water Codes. And then they together jointly with her perspective and his perspective have created this system to give you the purest water you can get. If you'd like to be part of the conversation, you call in at 202-570-7057. 202-570-7057, or you can come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N, and you can post your question there. I was just doing the math. So if you use this faithfully for 5 years, it would have ended up costing you about $20 a week.
Yeah.
You look at $20 a week. And then that obviously is going to significantly drop in year six because, you know, even though you have the filters, the big one is done. So the question is, do you buy $20 of bottled water? And is the bottled water that you're buying giving you what you think it should? And you sent me glass jugs. So you're recommending that if people are going to take this to work, if they're going to take it out on a hike or whatever, are you saying don't screw up my water with your plastic?
Absolutely. Either glass or stainless steel.
Okay. So we did the test. And, you know, I try to be, not that I always succeed, but I try to be as self-aware as possible. I know this is, I've thrown a lot of expos at this point. I've thrown my fair share. And I know that there's a cycle and it gets crazy on Friday and there's not enough sleep Friday night. And then Saturday is a long, long day and Sunday is a little shorter, but you got breakdown and it takes a lot. And by Monday, I'm exhausted and I just want to stay in bed and just read a book all day because there's just a lot of energy and it's just literally a lot of physical energy. And so I said that I would try Nevin's water. I would try it, and I chose not Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but Saturday, Sunday, Monday. For whatever reason, I decided that that was the way that I wanted to do it. I had scheduled myself a two-hour massage on Monday morning, as I can do really good self-care. But so I want my listeners to understand that the other thing is I am a proud addict of my coffee. I love my coffee. I love it in a number of different ways. And when I'm in a high stress place, in a place where there's a lot going on, and it's not all distress, some of it is eustress. But I tend to drink more coffee because my coffee keeps me going because sometimes I forget to eat. So, you know, my Friday went to 11:30 at night at the hotel. I came home and worked till 1:30 in the morning. I had to be back at the hotel at 6 in the morning to let the rest of the vendors in to set up. So a very small night's sleep. And Saturday morning, I took my first sip of Nevin's water. My first thing was after taking two or three gulps of the water, you know, kind of like doing it, and I did that before anything else, that it felt like it had a taste difference to me. Now, it didn't have particularly a taste, but there was a different taste than the water I had been drinking. And the water that I'd been drinking was water that went through a filter out of my refrigerator. No highfalutin class, but it was a water filter. So it filtered, you know, it had some filtering process, and I drank it out of there. And I do have a Wei Wu filter that I had picked up that you pour through it, and it's supposed to do an energetic cleaning of the water. And so I have done some things to the water, but this just tasted different. So before I continue, Nevin, is it common that people drink this water and say that it tastes different?
Yeah. Definitely people notice the taste. Mostly people noticed an energy about it. And they, what Carly refers to as the you know, it's slipperier, it's silkier.
So, yeah. And I would say that that's a good description. It seemed to somehow start its absorption process into my body in my mouth. Like it absorbed easier.
Yes.
And
yes,
it absorbed all the way down. So check, yeah, check. I'm having the experience that you guys are used to hearing.
Yeah.
I opted out having coffee that morning at the house because I knew I had a whole coffee setup that I was paying for vendors and readers and healers at my expo. And I was like, I'm not going to go through the process of doing coffee. And this water tastes really good to me. And so I'm drinking a lot of it. I'm drinking more of it than I normally do because it tastes different. And I get to there. And I do have about what amounts to about a cup and a half of coffee. And that was the only coffee I had all day long. Because every time I turn around, I was picking up my gallon jug and people were laughing because I was carrying it everywhere with me. I was teaching classes, so I was in front of a number of people. I did have a hotel salad, which was probably terribly unhealthy for me, even though it said salad. I'm sure that it was not washed well, cleaned well, prepared well, and was probably not organic in any way, shape, or form. But I'm at the hotel, and sometimes you got to eat what you can.
Yes.
But I found that I was less hungry, that I had more energy, that I felt like I was more focused in some way than it was a different kind of focus than the kind of focus I get from being on my 12th cup of coffee by 1 p.m. at the next Bow event. Not that I do that at home. I try to keep it under 10 cups in the morning. No, just kidding. So focus, energy, less hunger stood out to me, that I felt less hungry. I was less, I even though I tend to check out of my body, when I check into my body, usually I'm starved and then I'm eating whatever I can get my hands on. Did not happen on Saturday. And I'm like, okay, I started saying to people, I'm doing this challenge and there's something about this water. It's different. I can feel it. And I'm having some positive results and I don't, you know, and it's, and I was going into it skeptical of, I've done a lot of waters. I've had a lot of people have me try a lot of waters. I've been around a long time, Nevin. And a lot of times I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. Uh-huh. Tastes like water to me. But if you tell me it's making me Superman, I'll believe you, maybe. But I could feel this in my body.
Yeah.
So, so that was my, you know, and then we did a drumming circle at night, and then I go home and I'm on another short night's sleep. But I usually get up at least once or twice during the night because I do drink actually a lot of liquids, a lot of various liquids besides my normal water. There's, you know, other things I drink, and I just don't make it through the night. I slept through the night. My sleep felt better to me when I woke up. I was very refreshed. By the second day, there felt like there was some kind of calmness. Now, there was a lot of things, as there always are. It's just typical. A lot of things going wrong, not doing the way. Somebody didn't get something. Something isn't where something is. Somebody can't find their teaching room. There's always something. There's no such thing as not something going on when you're throwing an expo of the size that I'm throwing.
Yeah.
And everybody kept saying all day, you are so calm. You are so calm. You know, not that I'm normally a screaming me, but, you know, but I was just so calm and I was just so mellow. And that calm and that mellow stayed with me. That lack of feeling hungry, but just wanting to drink more of the water stayed with me all the way through until Monday night when I ran out of the third gallon. So I wanted to share that experience. I want to share it on air. I want to make sure that you guys, you know, make sure you grab a copy of this podcast because I did it at a time and I had very noticeably different results.
Wonderful.
So I'm going to.
Wonderful.
So the other thing I want to say to the listeners, and I think my listeners know this, but I want to say this because when this comes out as an iPod, as a podcast, if you grab it and you play it places, I want it right here said that I don't do advertorial radio shows. No one ever pays a cent to be on my radio show. I always stay clean. So my opinion is my opinion. And the only thing that Nevin did was he slipped a little chocolate in my water bottle box and sent me the 3 gallons of water to try it out. But this is not me saying it's fabulous because Nevin paid to be on my radio show. That doesn't happen, and it hasn't happened for the 14 years I've been on air. I've never taken a penny for anyone ever being on my show because I want to never feel like I have to hold back saying something because that person is paying to be there. So I want to put that out there. So Nevin, we've got a few minutes. Tell me, why did I experience what I experienced? Is this a typical set of experiences? And anything that you'd like to add? And if you run out, I'll come up with another question, but we've got about four more minutes on air.
Yeah, I would say that it's pretty typical. I mean, you being a medical intuitive, you're a little bit more in tune than most. So I would say that your experience is that of a highly sensitive individual who's highly intuitively connected to their body and subtle energies. And you know, I want to put one other thing out there. More than just the physical aspect of this water is also the energetic quality of the water. So that's the way that I educate and Carly educates outside the box, is that we're not just addressing the physical energy or the physical constituents of the water. We're also addressing the energetic quality of the water. So in the process, the water is also erased of harmful homeopathic or energetic information, and it's charged with good energy, I'll put it that way, or a life building energy. So there's quite a bit going on, and it's just a process of looking at how Mother Nature does it and copying that process in your home underneath your kitchen sink.
So my question is because, like, I was talking to my personal trainer. I see a personal trainer a couple of times a week to try to get and stay in shape. And we were talking about water, and he's been disappointed by a lot of water. And I was telling him my experience with your water, and he was either going to tune in or listen to this podcast because he wanted to find out what it was from his personal trainer brain, not somebody that's into a lot of the spiritual woo-woo stuff. But you do a reverse osmosis. You put it through another filtration system, and then you put it through crystals, if I remember correctly.
Yes. Minerals, stones, and crystals, just kind of copying what happens inside the earth in the formation of a high quality spring water.
Okay, good. I'm glad you added that in because, you know, I get the energy of crystals and I get all these things, but I don't think you said that before. And so if somebody's listening to this, it may not be quite as woo-woo, so to speak, as I like to call it. Woo-woo. That they can say, oh, so it replicates what water coming up from the ground would be in a really pure, clear spring. That's going to make sense to our hardcore intellects. But some of this is that, you know, like, you know, if I get one from my house, if I get a system from my house, then I'm covered. And maybe if I have some friends that, you know, when they stop by, if they want to fill up, you know, and take some with them and stuff like that. But like my personal trainer, you know, he either, I can't remember, he either lives at home or he lives with his parents or he's in an apartment, but he's a young guy that's concerned about health in his 20s. And he's not going to put a system in that in 6 months when the lease is up, or if he's at home with his parents, that when he gets his first place, he's going to be leaving it behind. Is
no,
there anything
absolutely not.
That you,
Yeah. Is there anything, I mean, how easy is it to install and uninstall? And is
yes,
it something
very
that you can
easy.
Do if you're renting?
Super
easy. Like,
super easy. Many of my clients rent, and the system's very easy to uninstall and reinstall. That's not an issue.
Okay. Because I think that makes a difference as well.
Yep.
So how do people contact you? I know I have it on the post that if they read the thing, but if people, and I'm going to ask you to go into facebook.com/mydrkevin when we get off air and make
okay.
under the comment, post any website you want, post a link to Carly's book, post anything you want, because this show is going to play 6 more times this week, and then it will be a place where people can get it as a podcast. So if they look it up and they want to find it, they can always come to My Dr. Kevin. They can go down, find this particular show, and they'll find all the links. So I'm going to have you put all your links underneath that as well. That's our show. Nevin, I think Spirit had an important message for you. You needed to do this show alone.
Thank you, Dr. Kevin. Thank you for having me on again, and I look forward to being in touch.
Okay. You have a great night, and thank you for joining us here on the Dr. Kevin Show on Om Time.
Thank you for having me.